We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us live this morning, Jack O'Donnell of O'Donnell and Associates, looking at Tuesday's election. And let me start with the mayor's race, Jack. What's bigger, do you think, the write-in effort that seemed to have worked for Mayor Brown, or the fact that 40% of city voters were comfortable voting for a Democratic Socialist?
Good morning. I think the significance is the write-in for Mayor Brown and the margin that the write-in tally seems to have. Getting people to go off the line and make a decision, I think, is really the most significant factor here.
What do you make of the situation in total with this write-in campaign? I'm wondering if this is maybe opening the doors for more people, or just because his name is so well known, he's been mayor for 16 years. Is that the only reason or the only realistic opportunity someone would have to win in a campaign like this that, you know, you need to write somebody's name down?
Well, I think it means we may see other write-in efforts in the near future here in Western New York. But I think the real factors that made this unique were, as you mentioned, after four terms, I think Buffalonians know Byron Brown. They know who he is, what he stands for, and it looks like they're very comfortable with that. I also think that the turnout and the vote for the write-in was a reaction to India Walton. I think a lot of Buffalonians didn't vote in June, in part because they didn't know there was an election. It was the first time we'd had municipal primaries in New York State in about 45 years. And, you know, as we've talked about a lot, Mayor Brown didn't really campaign. So I also think a lot of folks in Buffalo woke up to the fact that there was a really stark difference between the candidates here, and they rallied for Byron Brown.
On India Walton's campaign, Jack, were there too many outside influences in her campaign and not enough inside the city influences?
Well, that certainly could have been a factor. We've talked about how she focused a lot on nationwide media as opposed to some local media. But I also think maybe what we've seen here is that really there was a ceiling to her support, that there was a dedicated group of people who believe in India Walton, who believe in democratic socialism, but that there was a limit to that support. And she and her campaign didn't do what was necessary to expand her pool of support. And I think, frankly, and we've heard this from some of her backers, they think that she was a flawed candidate, right? Some of her personal history, I think, also raised questions or allowed the Brown campaign to raise questions about whether she was ready to leave the city.
Did AOC's visit possibly backfire and energize moderates?
It certainly continued to highlight the fact that she was a democratic socialist, and that's where she was going with things. And I think instead of explaining what that meant and how that could impact people, and again, trying to expand the base of people who are comfortable with it, it did just reiterate where she stood and what she stood for.
To me, a lot of this comes down to, I mean, obviously there's the name recognition factor. There's a larger turnout than there was in the primary election when it comes to the mayoral bid. But when talking about the Walton campaign, and Susan made reference to kind of looking at the national side of things and, you know, giving the national interviews and drawing that attention instead of focusing locally, I just can't imagine, you know, I'm trying to think back in the campaign and in the months since, you know, she won that primary. And what we've heard, and it was AOC, and it was the night of winning the primary of, you know, absolutely, I'm a socialist. And it was, you know, this and that. And I can't think of, Jack, a single time where she mentioned school zone speed cameras. And I just can't imagine running for mayor against the current mayor who had one of the most unpopular policies in his 16 years in office happen right as you're running this race. And I don't remember you bringing it up once.
Yeah, that's a fantastic point. I mean, and that's, you know, what I'm trying to say here. She really just stayed with her limited message, right? She didn't get into those issues. The mail they sent out to voters was still, I'm a nurse, I'm a mother, you know, I've done these things. And that might have worked in the primary where there was less focus and not as many people knew who you were. But once you've won that race, you've had those interviews, you've been on TV talking about, you know, who you are and what you're trying to represent, I think you need to connect that to people's lives. And whether that's getting an anti-Brown vote because of the speed cameras, which were wildly unpopular and which the mayor handled incredibly badly. I'm taking them down. I'm not taking them down. You know, she didn't make that connection. What is democratic socialism going to do to get the roads paved, to get the garbage picked up, you know, to keep us safe in our community? I don't think she talked enough about what it would mean for Buffalonians.
On another race, what is your take on what happened with the sheriff's race in Erie County?
The sheriff's race is a really interesting one. I mean, I think a lot of people, myself included, thought that Kim Beatty would do better based on some of the city turnout. But at the end of the day, the city turnout was not extraordinary. And it looks like she did not do well enough in some of the suburbs to really compete. And again, in the city, some of that turnout, it wasn't just Democratic turnout, right? That's another factor in the Brown-Walton race, is that we had, in addition to Democrats, we had Republican, conservatives, unaffiliated voters, you know, flocking to the polls, and that may have hurt her as well.
Hey, Jack, appreciate all of your analysis over the past week and really months leading up to this election. We'll talk with you, I'm sure, more in the future. Jack O'Donnell with O'Donnell & Associates joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.